Hi everyone, welcome to The Skinny, where we get down to the nitty-gritty of style, fashion, beauty, and living an empowered life. I'm your host, Shazan, a fashion and beauty expert in the industry for 20 plus years, a wife, mom of two, and I'm here to help you become your most beautiful and confident self from the inside out on a savvy budget. How much is too much to spend on your style? If you could, would you spend $6,000 on a handbag? Okay, guys, find out if I did that. Now, I'm sure most of you, if not all, have heard this famous quote. I like my money right where I can see it, hanging in my closet. So this is a quote from Sarah Jessica Parker, and it's actually while she was in her role as Carrie Bradshaw on Sex and the City. Everybody knows about that wonderful show. It's my favorite. I watch the reruns and all of them feel like the very first time. So that's that quote. My quote is, I like my money right where I can see it in my bank account. But I also love fashion. So it's this continuous battle. And that's where this whole resale chic and savvy spender has been incorporated into my life to try to give this balance between the both. So at one point or another, we've all asked this question to ourselves. I know it. Or to someone else in a conversation. I wonder what that person does for a living. Why are we asking this question? Because of the remarkably breathtaking or incredibly expensive thing that we're looking at that moment, right? I know I am not the only one. I was in Vegas for the first time the other day, and everybody talked about the gambling and all this stuff that I needed to look forward to. I don't gamble. I don't drink. So, of course, the only other things are the shops and the food, and that's right up my alley. I don't care where I am on this planet. That always works. So, while I was in Vegas, for the first time, we were walking by the Louis Vuitton store, and I saw this beautiful bag. And this is a bag that I have been drooling over for so long, and I just have never bothered checking the price, because I just wanted to drool in peace. So I went into the store, and it was even more beautiful in person than it was on the blog and the Instagram pics that I first saw it on. So as the associate was removing the paper from the center of the bag, and it's this gorgeous pink tote bag with the python handle. Let me tell you, first of all, I promise you, I felt like the angels were singing. I was like, oh, it was just so gorgeous. So while he's doing this, and he was so wonderful and so kind and helpful, the price tag falls out with the papers. And I glanced at the price tag, and it was over $5,000. So I immediately went into like mental negotiation with myself. The battle of rational thinking, and oh my God, I love it. I deserve this. I've worked so hard. Oh my gosh, I should have this. This is a reward for me. And I just could not get over the price tag that I had just seen. So, I mean, this whole thing ensued in my mind. You know, it's like I really started giving thought to this price. And I'm just like, it's so odd that this happened to me, because usually I would be like, oh my God, there's no way. But I was giving myself this debate back and forth, because I had truly fallen in love with this bag from a distance. And now that I've seen it, the price was just like, oh, but maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. And I totally get how you can rationalize a purchase when you're in love with something that's made of these exquisite fabrics and outstanding tailoring, and it just looks amazing. And you're in the moment, and all of a sudden, you're like telling yourself all of these things. I deserve it. It's an investment. It will last me a lifetime. I can pass this down to my little girl. And no one has to know. Okay, so this must sound familiar to someone else. I'm sure I am not the only one that experienced this. And I call it the ultimate fashion seduction. So the way I see it, I have no judgment on someone that chooses to spend on fashion or not. I'm just always curious and fascinated with people's stories. Like, are you spending a lot on this? Or how can you afford this? And how much is too much to spend on your style? So here's some stats. I looked this up. I mean, for that price tag of being over $5,000 and me actually feeling stumped in the moment and really giving thought to this, and also realizing that I was at a point in my life that this was actually a consideration. I had the option of walking away or making the purchase. That in itself is a huge position to be in for me. Seeing that, I started in this country as a little girl from nothing. So that was a moment within itself. And so I wanted to see, and I did some research, and here's some stats that I found, is that the annual U.S. Her buying power is estimated to be $2.1 trillion. That's yearly. And this was by Forbes back in 2013. So it's like women spend a lot, whether they're talking about it or not. And then this other one is women control over $20 trillion in worldwide spending. And so that's mind-blowing. So it means, I mean, there is a lot of spending that's going on, and there's a lot of power that women have from their money and with their money and how they spend their money. Okay, so I have, this past year in fashion has been like one of the most exciting to see. The vibrance and colors, mixing of textures, details, and the styles are finally representing individualism again. So for a number of years, it became like a one style fits all approach. You know, it was just design for the masses, everybody, you know, just to make money and to bring the economy back to where it was. It was just like, if you kind of make a one size fits all, and this is just, you know, that neutral monochromatic approach to fashion, then no one feels left out. Everybody feels like, you know, they can be a part of everything that's going on. And that just took over for such a long time. So that being said, these great designers aren't inexpensive by any means. The designers that are like stepping out of the box again. But as always, I have to remind you that you never have to sacrifice your style for your budget. I'm telling you this with everything that I'm saying. That's always my point. So there are ways to recreate and to personalize and achieve the same great looks from the runways and magazines on a petite budget. So you never need to spend, it's never a need to spend thousands of dollars to feel good about yourself. Why I say that, I have this other quote for you from Karl Lagerfeld, and I adore him. He says, luxury bags make your life more pleasant, makes you dream, gives you confidence, and shows your neighbors you're doing well. Now, like I said, I love Karl Lagerfeld and his impeccable work, mind-blowing creativity and talent, and I found his quote interesting. But I personally believe like confidence primarily comes from within us. And it gives you all of those things that he mentioned in his quote. But that's not from a bag. Your confidence and, you know, dreaming and making your neighbors feel that you're doing well. Like, people shouldn't feel like it's that material thing that should be speaking that for us. You know what I mean? So that's my whole thing with that quote. You know, how much is too much to spend? That really comes down to you. And you have to also continue to remember that you never need to spend thousands of dollars to feel good about yourself. So I'm going to give you quick tips on how to be fashionable and not have to spend this exorbitant amount of money all the time. So first of all, you have to stay up to date on the latest from the runways, in magazines, online. It's right at our fingertips to always know what's going on with our trends. And if you're not into trends, then kind of just finding out the color scheme of the season, things that you love. And once you explore in this way, you find out what you like, what you're drawn to, you know, what makes you feel good. Then you keep an eye out while you're shopping for your fashion and all of these designer stores or these designer pieces. And then you go and you check out sales or resale stores, thrift stores, or off-market stores for the less expensive version or something that's designed close to what you're admiring, and incorporate that into your style and keep some of your money in your bank account. So many ready-to-wear stores are staying on top of the runway trends. They all stay on top of the runway trends, and they make versions of it for the stores. And in case you're wondering, let me just tell you quickly what a ready-to-wear store is. And these are the stores where fashion is made for the general market. It's not like a custom piece that's personally made for you. So everything that you see in the major department stores, those are ready-to-wear. You purchase it off the rack. These are all things that are at our fingertips. They have sales all the time on a seasonal basis, and you can benefit from great deals. If you're not going to a department store, check out the thrift stores. Check out the resale stores. And they have so many resale franchises all over the place. And they're very selective on the things that they bring into the store in terms of fashion, if it's seasonal, if it's in good quality, and if it's, you know, things that are really on trend at the moment. So you're more so inclined to finding things that you would see in major stores or in designer stores at those resales. So that's a quick little tip for you to keep in mind when you're shopping around. Guess what we have today? I have my first caller, and we have Alexia with us. And she's on the line, and we're going to talk to Alexia about luxury bags and how much is too much to spend. Hi, Alexia. Are you with us?
Hi, Shazan. Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Welcome to The Skinny. I'm so happy to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be on. I'm so excited. I love listening to your podcast.
Thank you. Okay, Alexia, let's talk about these luxury bags. I was just talking about the bag that completely stopped me in my tracks that was over $5,000. And I still didn't tell you if I bought that bag or not. And I just want to know your point of view on these designer bags that are $1,000 and above. Do you think that's absolutely insane to purchase something that's that expensive?
Okay, so for me, I would have to answer your question with a little personal story. I started getting designer bags as gifts from my parents and boyfriends I've had throughout the years, mm-hmm. Right after I graduated high school and well into college. And shortly after college, they were just gifts. And I loved them. I felt like they gave me this, you know, they helped my sense of style. They definitely boosted my confidence, like mm-hmm. you said earlier. They just made me feel good. And they made me feel like I was a part of something bigger than myself, which I know sounds really silly because it's just a bag. But I've always seen it as more than a bag.
So it's like Karl Lagerfeld's quote.
Exactly.
It actually makes you feel confident.
You start to put on this persona depending on the designer you're wearing. Like mm-hmm. I wouldn't act the same if I was carrying a Miu Miu bag as opposed to carrying a Yves Saint Laurent bag or something, you know? Mm-hmm. Every bag has its own personality, and every bag goes with a certain outfit, it goes in a certain event, a certain feel. And for me it was just about getting that feeling. And I got so addicted to that every time I got these gifts that I started buying them on my own.
Oh.
Which is problematic. I started spending obviously anywhere from $500 to $2,000 on a bag, mm-hmm. and I would buy myself one of these bags once a month.
Okay, Alexia. All right. Right there.
I know.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question that I'm sure I'm not the only one. It's like, okay, first of all, how are you affording these bags? Is it because you're working? Is it credit cards? How are you making this happen for you?
At first, it was through my job. When I started out with like lower priced bags. So I would buy a bag anywhere from 200 to like say 600. I would save mm-hmm. up for it. And then I would buy it with my own money. I have a full-time job. It's still, you know, a starting salary. It's nothing crazy. But I made sacrifices in that. Like I would get a smaller apartment, or I would just eat out less, or I would, you know, kind of, I would sacrifice things.
So you adjusted your lifestyle.
I adjusted my
for your fashion
for my
and style.
Bags. Yes.
Okay.
But then after a while, as the addiction grew, obviously it got more crazy and I started relying on credit cards. So I opened up, oh my God, I think I opened up 5 credit cards.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm in some serious debt right now because of it. My parents have been helping me out. I've been working a second job. It's really gotten crazy, but I still love my bags. I can't let them
go. So do you feel like any type of compromise when you're actually getting ready to make this purchase because you know you're putting it on your credit card? Or it's just like, no, I'm just going to get it.
I mean, I do. I am picky. Like, I wouldn't go out and buy, at least anymore, I wouldn't go out and buy something more than $5,000. And I'm trying to, like, go under $3,000 right now. But when I was at the height of this crazy psychotic bag obsession, when I was mm-hmm. at the height, it would be anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000. And at the time, like I said, I made a lot of compromises. I loaded on a lot of debt, and I don't think I told anyone really, except for my closest friend. And mm-hmm. she was kind of an enabler for me because she was, I felt like she was.
You deserve it. That friend that tells you deserve it.
Yeah, totally. No, she was the kind of person that I feel like she was almost jealous of the bags. And so she would always be like, oh my God, you should buy this one. Like, oh, I heard this one is in the upcoming sample sale, or like, oh, this one is coming up in like the fall. Like, right. You know.
So she used you to buy what she wanted to buy for herself.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I wasn't buying bags for her, don't get me wrong. I was buying them for
No, no. I mean, like, she was living through you, vicariously through you.
She was bag shopping vicariously through me, for sure. And I felt good about it. Like, I felt great having someone that looked up to me, even if it was a very small thing. Because to me, like, fashion was my life. I was working at a small fashion boutique company. Mm-hmm. It was just everything I had ever surrounded myself with. And now, as I'm finally like hitting reality and being like, oh crap, I have like $50,000 I need to pay off, and with like 20% interest, I have no idea how to do that. Yeah, it's a problem.
So Alexia, you didn't wait until like one bag was paid off before you purchased
one
on your credit card? Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. So that definitely answers a couple of the questions where it's like, is it credit cards? Are you working? So you worked and earned your money, saved up, and then it kind of like domino effect from there. Like, I need this now. This is more expensive. I'm getting it. Now let's put it on a credit card. Before paying off this one, I'm going to purchase another one and open another card. So it's kind of running your life. And now you have this debt that we all have to pay our debts.
Definitely. I mean, I have been working on it. I moved into an even smaller apartment outside mm-hmm. of the city now. Like I said, I took on a second job. My parents have been helping me. My spending, I've definitely cut it down. But I eventually would like to get to the point where I can sell my old bags.
Right.
And because I could make a lot of money off of those and pay off a lot of the debt.
Absolutely. And here's the thing with selling your bags. You have so many options. You have the consignment stores. They're also designer consignment mm-hmm. stores that you can take your bags into in great condition and they sell them for you, or you can do this online. But I don't know if you would feel, I guess, a bit more safe with that kind of transaction if you actually had someone like from a resale store taking care of that or consignment store taking care of that for you versus doing it online. But that's something that I was going to tell you, that if you do get to a point where you want to actually separate from your bags, that's an option for you. Do you have any regrets, Alexia?
I don't have any regrets, surprisingly. I mean, like I said, they made me feel so great. They gave me this facade, and they just made me feel amazing. And like, nothing else really gave me that feeling for a long time.
Right. Do you still need that?
I don't think I need it as much as the addiction is putting on me, if that makes sense. I think I've gotten to a point now as I'm getting older and as I'm realizing more things about myself, learning my place in the world, and just, you know, growing up.
Right.
I definitely feel a lot more confident on my own, but I still love them. You know, I just love them.
Because I mean, they're beautiful. The quality of a high-end designer bag, the fabrics, the stitching, the whole thing of it. It's very seductive. I mean, and once you have one and you're exposed to this luxurious side of life, then it's very easy to get pulled in the way that you did. Now, the other side of it that I always say is that we have to remind ourselves that our value and worth is outside of material things, and it's actually inside of us.
Yes.
So that confidence that exudes from us once we have that knowledge and surety within ourselves kind of will make that same, you know, effect and impact of our style and our fashion happen regardless of the price that we're paying for it, regardless of the price tag, you know? And again, just remember that you do have those options if you do want to separate with them to kind of help yourself to get out of debt. And I so appreciate you sharing this with us, because this is something that we all wonder, whether it's we're passing a beautiful home or where, you know, it's fashion or accessories or cars or things. I think it's probably just a very natural part of us to wonder when you're looking or aspiring to get to a certain point in life and you see these things, you wonder, what are they doing? How did they get there? How did they achieve this? Or how did they get this? You know, so thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you. I had such a blast. Today. I mean, it's hard to talk about this with family and friends. Sometimes they judge you for it,
but
it's a natural thing. People replace or make up for things in their life with something else. And for me, it's shopping.
Yeah. Yes. You're not the only one.
Well, that's a relief.
Right. You're definitely not the only one. And don't be so hard on yourself that you don't release it and just acknowledge it as just a stage in your life that you went through. You're in an amazing place because you've acknowledged it and you're moving beyond that and doing what is considered rectifying the situation for you, because only you can know what's right for you and only you can know what's the correct way to fix things for you.
Thank you so much.
Don't be too hard on yourself. I'd love to talk to you again at some point and find out if you did have your bags sold on resale. How did that go? Whether it's consignment or you did it your own, what that process was like, so we can share that with our listeners and see how you're doing.
Thank you so much. I definitely will. I'm actually going to sell my first ever designer bag today after work. I'm so nervous.
Yay! Well, best of luck. And just in case you guys want to know, I did not purchase the bag. I got the best service in the Louis Vuitton store, and the associate had everything printed and given to me in that beautiful brown envelope with all the details. And I went back to my room and I sat and pondered for a couple of days as I was there on my trip. And I decided, no, I'm not going to do it. Even though I could, I didn't. So I did not do that. And I want to remind you that you never need, it's not a need, you never need to spend thousands of dollars to feel good about yourself, ever. Quick reminder on those tips, just stay up to date with the latest from the runways, and you can find that out online or in magazines, and keep an eye out while you're shopping on the latest fashion or designer gear and accessories and fashion. And then in return, just check out the sales and resale stores, thrift stores, off-market stores, and you'll find the less expensive version somewhere and incorporate that into your own personal style. And many ready-to-wear stores, and I'll remind you again, ready-to-wear means stuff that's sold for the general market and it's off the rack, not personally made. But check out these stores. They stay on top of the runway trends all the time and they make versions for their stores that are way, way less expensive. You deserve to live beautiful and empowered, and you don't have to break the bank to do it. You've been listening to The Skinny with me, Shazan, and our wonderful guest today was Alexia. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for our next podcast. Bye.